Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by investor, speaker, and award-winning author, Natalie Torres Haddad. Natalie will share the tips and tricks of money management, as well as the story of self-made millionaires who have attained financial freedom.
Hey, Savvy in 20 Minutes. I have an excellent guest today because not only do I know her personally, but really it's a woman that I look up to. She manages to balance not only her many businesses, but her life as a mom, as a wife, as a sister, and many other ideas that you would think of a leader in a community. And it's such a great tip to have someone like her because she's going to talk about kind of not just the balances of not only managing your money, but really her story and how she started, where she is now, and how she sees the future of her companies. So welcome to our first episode together, Martha Grace.
Thank you for having me. Honored to be here.
So the first question I like to ask you that most of our listeners always love, because I think it's such a game changer for most of us, is what was the first check that you received that made you change the way of thinking from the 9 to 5 to working for yourself?
Okay, great question. Fun question, actually, because the answer was so much fun. So the first check that I thought was a game changer and we saw as just eye-opening at the time, I was working as a nurse, making almost $60,000 a year. And so my husband and I did our very first flip, and we made almost $30,000, which to us was mind-boggling. And initially, we thought, okay, we're saving all of this. We're reinvesting into the next project. But then we thought, no, let's reward ourselves. We're going to take a little bit and buy something fun. And so my husband's idea of fun was getting some spinning rims for his Cadillac. So I went ahead and I'm a pretty nice wife, I think. I said, okay, let's do it. Let's go ahead. He gets these rims that spin, which I thought were a little bit cheesy, but he loved them. And everywhere we went, people would just wave at us, smile at us. We'd have to roll down our window because they wanted to say something to us. And so it turned out to be kind of a really fun thing, for sure, for all of us. We thought it was kind of cool. And that was it. That was the first thing we spent money on and then reinvested the rest of it into the next project.
Would you say that you quit right away because of that game changer, or how did that come about? Because you obviously started off as a nurse and then ended up doing real estate full time. How did that process go?
Oh, not at all. And I never recommend for someone to quit their job right away. I actually was still a nurse for another 4 years, 4.5 years after that project, and continued doing both. You know, we looked at homes evenings and weekends. We had our son in the back seat. Going to look at the potential new flip projects. But no, absolutely, we kept our job. And a lot of the reason I kept my job is because we had to be financeable to purchase those projects. You had to have that good income in order to get the loans to do those. So definitely don't recommend anyone quitting their job right away. So it's going to take a lot of hard work at the beginning because you will have to learn how to balance doing both. But definitely, if that's your passion, then you're going to find time to do it.
Were there any books or maybe resources that you felt you used right away in the beginning that kind of helped you guide you? Because obviously you said you didn't really have formal training in real estate, that maybe someone that's listening is thinking about investing or becoming a broker. What would you advise?
Definitely. Reading is always a habit that I try and do more of and that I encourage. One of the books we read initially that for me was kind of mind-changing and life-changing was The Millionaire Next Door. Kind of an old book, but look it up. It's a good one. And I liked it because it made being a millionaire something that was attainable. It was truly the guy next door who's just worked hard his whole life. And so it just made it feel like, hey, we can do this. We can reach this. I just wanted that status and that title of, I feel like we could be millionaires. I think we can get there.
And you come from humble beginnings. You weren't given, you know, money, you weren't giving inheritance, you maybe weren't even giving allowance to yourself from your, and I love how she's laughing right now because I obviously know her, but can you tell us a little about that? Because there might be people hearing that, okay, great, she's successful now, has all these businesses, has all these real estate, maybe it was given to her. Can you tell someone that has no clue really the sacrifices and the challenges that you had to overcome?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. We definitely did not. We came from humble beginnings, both my husband and I. His dad was a fisherman. My mom was a housekeeper. We are immigrants from El Salvador. And so being raised by a single mom in a country where she had to start all over, didn't speak the language, we definitely just saw the value of hard work. And I feel like that's so much of who we are today and why we do what we do.
Where did you grow up too? Because I think that's such an important topic when it comes to talking about money. You're either surrounded by maybe influence influential people, but for your case, it wasn't. You were actually surrounded by poverty, and really, what did that really change the way you are, as opposed to where you are now, too?
I grew up in Inglewood, also known as Inglehood, and so definitely came from an area where we were surrounded by gang activity and so much negativity. But I feel like that almost made me want to work harder to get out of that and to look for and search for something different, which is what I found when we went to college in Iowa, of all places. It just felt like so big and so green, and people were so friendly everywhere you went. People were asking, hi, how are you? And I just fell in love with the Midwest since then. But really, it was just about seeking something different from where we came from and looking to work hard to change that.
Were there resources along the way that you used, as far as maybe spreadsheets or systems, that allowed you to grow your business? Because you have a brokerage firm, so that obviously means there's a lot of paperwork involved that maybe somebody is starting out in any type of field. It doesn't necessarily be a business, but what have you found helped you manage your money better?
I would say there's three different softwares that changed my life. The first one was QuickBooks, which I know scares a lot of people. I come, again, from a nursing background. I didn't have a degree in finance or anything like that. So even just the thought of QuickBooks sounded so scary, but I did a quick tutorial, got some videos on how-tos, and you know, my CPA actually helped guide me quite a bit, but QuickBooks was a game changer.
And I want to cut you off for a second. I love that she said QuickBooks. Those are listening too. Most of us get really nervous about money, and let alone accounting. And so QuickBooks, you think, oh God, that's something I don't want to do. And for those that have heard my podcast, that's something I really talk about and advocate for, because financial literacy is not exactly what sounds cool. But you just said it. QuickBooks breaks it down for you, makes it a little bit easier. Especially if you feel you're hard with math, doesn't come easy to you. We look at financial literacy as a foreign language. And the fact that QuickBooks pretty much is like what's the yellow cliff notes that you think about? It helps you, just breaks it down for you, and just kind of guides you along the process. So, you know, we should get sponsored by them now that I think about it. I'm talking about, because I'm like, we're saying, hey, but okay. So I like that she just said the first one and being real with it. So what are the other two resources you would say?
Before I give you the other two, I will say QuickBooks has a really cool online version of it. So if you're nervous about the desktop version, the online one is a user friendly. So definitely, you know, seek that out. But the other two, I would say, for our property management company, AppFolio is a game changer. It's, again, also user-friendly, but it grows with you, which is what I really like. So if you have listeners who maybe manage 5 properties or 500 properties, it doesn't matter. The fee grows with you too, so it's more affordable the fewer properties you have. So it can be used by anybody, and it's just a game changer. It's one place for everything.
I'm going to have you guys leave on a cliffhanger. We're going to have to do another episode with our other two resources. But before we move on to that, I want to actually ask you the question is, were there any influential people or books that you recommend that have also changed? You said Millionaire Next Door, but I know you've talked about this person or different people that really have habits or something that have changed you. Which can you recommend to them?
Awesome. Yeah, there's a few. Actually, I'll give you two real quick. And Millionaire Success Habits by Dean Grazioso is definitely an eye-opener for me. My husband and I actually did that exercise, the 7 layers, and he actually did it on me first. I didn't know what he was doing. But when he did ask me all those questions on what my why is, you know, I initially started off with the shallow answer that was always kind of just in the forefront of my mind, is I'm doing this because I want to build a company that supports agents and that is different than anything that's out there. And he said, okay, well, why? And then we got to the next question. He asked me that 7 times. And then we got to the deep answer of, I want to make my kids proud of me, which by the time I got to that answer, I was in tears. And, you know.
Sorry. And you guys can't see this, because that's the only thing. I'm going to have to start videotaping our podcast, because she's saying it. It sounds like she's all smiling, but it's because she's tearing up as she's saying this. And I think that's such a key realness about a person. When you said it was your children, and I learned that from, I'm like, when I heard her say that, I'm like, wait, her children. And you guys can't see the emotion behind it, but I think that's really beautiful, because you're saying it's that balance that comes with your success. And for you, do you think that's something, you know, I think so many of us listening to podcasts like this, and it comes about money or financial literacy, we feel maybe alone. Maybe we don't feel that we have the support that can guide us along the way. Do you ever feel like maybe there was times where you wanted to give up in your business or your career, or even just maybe you were drained or something? You know, what have you told yourself to, one, snap out of that? But have you ever felt that way? Because I'm sure there's so many people listening that feel the same way.
absolutely. So many times, especially in property management, when it was just my husband and myself, we were doing all of it. And you get that call at midnight that somebody's furnace has gone out and you just think, oh gosh, I can't do this another day. I'm over it. I'm done. So yeah, we've all had those moments. And even just in trying to grow the brokerage, making those cold calls, calling agents to tell them about myself and sell myself, which I never had to do before, and hearing no, which apparently for me is really hard. It was almost depressing. I would come home and I'd say, okay, I'm going to make myself do an hour of cold calls. And I would do it and I'd go, oh, this sucks because agents are busy. You know, it's not necessarily that they know you or care about, you know, what company you're with. They just think, hey, I'm busy, call me back, or no, I'm not interested, click. And so that was harder for me than I thought, and had some moments where I thought, yeah, I don't think I can do this. Another book, since you mentioned, another book that's been a game changer specifically with the cold calling has been The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins. I've seen her speak in person. She's phenomenal. So Google her. She's amazing. But definitely a game changer, because I tend to procrastinate with cold calling or reaching out to certain agents that I've been wanting to talk to, or even before for calling clients. You tend to procrastinate when it's the hard stuff. So doing that 5-4-3-2-1, 5-second rule, you kind of switch to your frontal lobe and say, okay, now I'm going to take action. And so that's been a game changer here. And most recently, that's the last book I read.
You said sometimes you wanted to give up, especially when you hear the word no. And I think that goes for any profession, right? You feel the rejection or the fear of failure. Were there any times that you probably felt you had made some mistakes and they became a learning experience for you? But is there anything that comes to mind that you thought, you know what, that you thought that was a huge mistake, and maybe that turned into a biggest blessing in disguise, or you felt, man, okay, just one more day and you got through it? Can you share any of that with us?
I feel like one of the mistakes I made early on was not learning how to balance. And so I would work all day long. And so when I'd be at home, I always had my laptop in front of me and wasn't really present. And so I did have to learn from that. And it made me shut it off and learn how to disconnect and be 100% present when I am at home with the kids. And that's really what's kept that balance and really made it to where I don't burn out and was able to make this a long career because I had that balance.
Consistency and being sustainable. It sounds like that's the key, what you just said, because you said, well, we become workaholics, especially when it's your own business and you're growing something from scratch. So that's, I think, so relatable. I can relate that right now. I'm thinking, oh yeah, how many times has my husband said, hey, be present, or my family said the same? And it's a consistent challenge for sure. And definitely for me, but I think that's a helpful tip for people that are listening and saying, okay, if you feel, you obviously are constantly educating yourself, you're always attending conferences, workshops, and new resources for yourselves and for your agents. Maybe is there something that you feel you've changed into a habit for yourself, for people that are like, you know what, I only have 20 minutes a day. If you're listening to podcasts, congrats, you're doing something for yourself by hopefully having a fun time listening, but learning something new. Is there something that you might do that you feel you do consistently every day?
Definitely working out for me is kind of my time to disconnect and be just with my thoughts, whether it's out on a jog or doing a workout in the house. It's a time where I can physically do something for just me. And I think that's been a game changer. I want to say in the last 5 years, I started working out, and it really carries on with me throughout the whole rest of the day.
And I like that, because sometimes we neglect our own health as opposed to, you know, say, oh, we're sticking to the grind. We're doing what we're doing for our business. But if you don't have health, you don't have, and that's the truth wealth, right? Well, everything else comes in play with that. Before we end, I always like asking the end question, was there one thing that you feel you can go back and ask yourself when you're 15? You know, obviously you've come a long way. You've been in this business for over 20 years. You guys can go to the website to learn more about what she's been doing. But if you would go back and tell yourself something at 15, kind of like, this is a life you have or will probably go through, what would be that one thing that you would tell yourself?
Okay. Kind of my slogan in life, and what I would go back and tell myself, is that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You know, I have that slogan in my office, and just really helps me when I am feeling doubtful or feeling down. I know that there's a higher purpose to what we do every day, and it just helps push me through in those moments, because we all have them.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here with us. And obviously this is a podcast that's the first and fourth Friday of every month. But I wanted to do this one particular because it happens to be Women's History Month. And we just had International Women's Day last week. And now Financial Literacy Month is in full gear in April too. So it's important to not only highlight women that are doing it, highlight women that are immigrants, that are first generations in so many different areas, because whether it doesn't matter really what your background is, we all become somehow the first in something, especially when it's something extraordinary. That means that chances are you have to go through extraordinary measures. So once again, thank you for being here with us, Martha. We look forward to having you again because there's so many questions that I'm thinking, oh my God, how many of us are already thinking that we need to ask you. So stay tuned for more Financially Savvy in 20 minutes. And definitely log on and ask us if you have any questions or comments, not just for Martha, but for me too, that maybe we can start including in our future podcast because we learn as we go. And I also wanted to congratulate her because she's already launched her podcast. And she's doing a Spanish one too. So for people that are broke, that are brokers or thinking about getting in the business of real estate, definitely a must listen to. And it's Martha's Money Moves. So love the title. Stay tuned. Catch you later.